One of my favorite verses comes from one of my favorite books, the book of John. And it comes from chapter 3, and you probably have heard it before, but I'm going to read it to you. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world but to save the world through him. And we're not real sure who said that, actually. Some versions you might see that Jesus said that about himself, and other versions might end the red letters before that phrase, meaning John wrote that about him. I don't know, but this is what happened for that to be said. Nicodemus came to see Jesus late in the night. I don't know why Nicodemus came to see him late in the night. Maybe he got off work late. Maybe he didn't want to be seen by other Pharisees. But nevertheless, he had this conversation with Jesus, asking him, "Who are you, really?" He had several questions, and Jesus responded, and Nicodemus was still somewhat confused. So finally, these words were spoken to him. For God so loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Now, as a Pharisee, he's probably, you know, that doesn't jive with what I know. And Jesus says, "I know that. That's why I'm here, you know, to show you the way." And I kind of wonder, you know, if I were to talk to Jesus and ask him, you know, he'd probably say the same kind of thing to me. But this verse always really resonated to me because it happens early in his ministry, in chapter 3 in John. You know, I don't know if he even had disciples yet. And it talks about God giving his Son. You know, what does that mean? Was anybody aware of what was going to happen to Jesus yet? Well, probably not. You know, nobody was talking about crucifixion or anything like that early in his ministry. You know, the topic hadn't even come up yet. He hasn't even alluded to his disciples that something's going to happen soon. So why this verse this early in his ministry? It's always kind of got, you know, is he giving us a clue here that God gave his Son? I mean, what does that mean when we talk about giving a Son? I mean, now we know because we're on the other side of the cross. We know what that meant, that, you know, he would give his life for us so that we can have eternal life, right? So to me, that's always been my Christmas story. The greatest gift I could ever receive was accepting Jesus as my Lord and Savior. God wrapped it in swaddling cloths and laid it in a manger. We celebrate that today through this meal we're about to eat, because we're on the other side of the cross now. You know, the cross wasn't even part of Nicodemus's questions. It wasn't in any of Jesus's answers. But here we are, we read that verse and we find comfort in it. And this day, as in every Sunday, we do this in remembrance of him.